Masechet Shavuot Perek He Mishnah Bet. We'll talk more about the Shavuot HaPikadon, the swear of deposit. Mishnah says, Shavuot HaPikadon Ketzad. What's the case of a swear of deposit where a person has to bring a Korban Asham for swearing falsely? Amar lo, if someone says to him, Ten li pikdoni, shiyesh li biyadecha. Give me the deposit, give me the item that I left by you for safekeeping. And then the person answers him, I swear, I don't have anything of yours. I don't have anything by me. Or he simply says, without saying a swear, you have nothing by me. You never left anything by me. And then the person who's making the claim answers him back, I am making a swear on you that whatever you just said is true, that you're claiming you don't have anything of mine. And he answers, Ve'amar amen, and he says, amen. So in either of these cases, if the person later on came and admitted that he lied and he swore falsely earlier, he's obligated to bring a korban asham to be a kapara, to atone for his false swear. Hishbi alav hamisha pe'ami, but if the person who's making the claim, he put a swear on him 5 different times, ben mifne bedin, ben shilo mifne bedin, whether he did it in court or out of court, v'chapad, and he continuously denied the claim each time, and he swore falsely, hayav al kol ahat ve'ahat, he's obligated to bring a separate korban asham for each and every time he denied it and made that swear. Amari Bishimon, Bishimon asks, Matam, what's the reason for this? The court dismissed the claim after the first false oath. So why would the second, third, fourth, and fifth ones matter? In other words, a person would be obligated to bring a korban asham for a false oath only if that swear freed him from paying the money that was being claimed of him. That is the nature of the first denial. So the later denials don't really have any point. At that point in time, there's no more claim against him in court because he doesn't owe any money. He already took care of that potential money that he owed with the first swear. So asks Rabbi Shimon, why does he need to bring 5 different korbanot for each of those denials? Only the first denial was really effective in doing anything for him. Answers the Mishnah, Mipnei she'achol lahazor ulhodod. Because after each one of the swears that he made, he could have gone back and admitted that he lied, and the court would have simply made him pay. So each denial is meaningful because it continuously enables him to not pay. So that alone, say the Hachamim, him denying and now holding back the money that he really owes is significant enough to warrant him bringing a new korban, a second, third, fourth, and fifth korban asham.